Hello, podcast listeners. It's me, Lee McCormick, your host of Tramps Like Us, a Bruce Springsteen podcast. This is episode 74, Two Hearts, Volume 3. Back with another installment of our Two Hearts series, focusing on duets between the Boss and others. I'm joined by the lovely Kimberly Blatz for this show. We've each got a few duets to discuss and play. We're glad you joined us, either via the website trampslikeuspod.com, on iTunes, where you can subscribe and leave a rating and review, or on Spotify. However you got here, we're glad you did. It's a pleasure to be filling your ears with some Bruce Springsteen music. So Rockin' Pod 3 has been announced, and we have been confirmed. August 10th, 2019, in Nashville, Tennessee. Back for a third straight year, Bruce Springsteen will be represented by yours truly in the Tramps Like Us podcast. We'll be set up at the expo, mixing and mingling, rocking and rolling, recording, talking to special guests, fellow podcasters, podcast fans, and you. We hope you can attend. Join us for a rocking good time. Come say hello and sit in on the podcast. All details can be found at rockinpod.com. There you'll find ticketing, podcasts, attending, scheduling, and special guest info. Be sure to check in frequently as special guests will continually be updated in the days and weeks leading up to the event. So without further delay, let's talk with Kimberly about Springsteen duets. This is Two Hearts, Volume 3. Hey, Kim, how are you? Thanks for coming back on the show.
Absolutely. I'm doing great today. How are you?
Pretty good. How is it down south there? You're in Texas, right?
Actually, it is a beautiful day. We had a thunderstorm and hail this morning, but right now it's in the 70s and clear sky and sunny.
Right. Very nice.
So, yeah.
Cool.
I'm going to ask you to let snow.
Oh yeah, there's tons of snow here. This winter has been brutal up here in Canada. Today's actually nice. A lot of the snow is starting to melt and stuff like that. So, there's sunny days on the horizon, I think, you know?
Perfect. Good.
All right. Yeah, so thanks for joining me on the podcast again. Helped me do another Bruce Springsteen show here. Thought we would do an episode of Two Hearts. So this is a series that I've done before, where we're talking about Springsteen duets, right? Springsteen guesting with people or people guesting with him on stage, on record, whatever, right? What have you. So lots of good stuff.
Right.
Lots of good collaborations out there between the Boss and, you know, other artists, younger and older than him, you know? So I think we got some good songs. So I pick three and you pick three.
Yes.
All right. So why don't you kick it off? Why don't you kick it off and what do you got? Give us one to discuss here first.
All right. So I think I want to start with Springsteen and Melissa Etheridge doing Thunder Road. So it's no, you know, secret that Melissa Etheridge is a huge fan of Springsteen.
Yeah.
And it turns out that it's a pretty reciprocal relationship. You know, he really likes her. Likes her style, all of that. So she was doing a 1995 Unplugged at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. And so, you know, that was such a great series on its own. We should probably talk about that another time.
Like the Unplugged series you're talking about?
Yeah. Just the amazing artists that they got on that and how they were able to get them to strip down all their songs and stuff. But, so, yeah, he came on and sang Thunder Road with her. And
it was her special, right? Like, it's the Melissa Etheridge Unplugged special. Because Bruce did one, but he did like, one song Unplugged. And he's like, I'm not doing this. I'm going to plug in, right? And he called it Plugged, MTV Plugged.
Yeah. He was just like, I'm Springsteen. And he was at such a height at that point. He's like, I can do whatever we want. We're plugging in.
Yeah,
so he basically came out with her because that was when she was, you know, huge with Come to My Window and all of that stuff that she was doing.
Right.
So, it was pretty incredible. And I love her voice because she's got that throaty kind of voice that I love in a male singer.
Yeah.
She has that as a female singer, and it's just raw, you know, and you can easily picture her saying these words to the person that she loves as easily as, you know, Springsteen saying it to the person that he loves.
Right, right. You know? Cool.
Yeah.
Melissa Etheridge. Yeah. So, I gotta be honest, you know, it's my show. I gotta tell it like
yeah,
it is,
you,
right?
You do what you want. Go
yeah.
ahead. Yeah.
I don't like Melissa Etheridge at all.
That's okay.
Her voice kind of annoys me. Her that like acoustic guitar she always plays like is it like an Ovation, like those round acoustic guitars,
right?
That, that kind of bugs me. And and
great, so I'm batting 1,000 right now.
Well, yeah, like,
so we'll see how the rest of this goes.
Yeah, and yeah. That what was that thing with her and like David Crosby, like, didn't they have he gave her his baby sperm or something?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
I remember there was a disgusting cover photo, I think, to Rolling Stone magazine where it had them like the family photo in it, and it had that big walrus David Crosby like sitting there with the kids or whatever. Oh, it's gross.
Yeah, I mean, I can see her, you know, David Crosby as you know, musician and understanding that thought process, but I would think, you know, it would have been, I don't know, better to go with an unknown, you know?
Yeah, so I'm a little biased, I gotta admit, I'm a little biased towards her.
That's fine, I understand. You know, she did an interview in 2015 with one of the Asbury Park papers, and, you know, they were just asking her questions, you know, we know that you're a big fan of Springsteen, you know, all that. And she said that basically through her career, she's always responded, you know, when people have asked her to do things, she's asked herself, what would Bruce do, you know, before she does anything, to just try and emulate that, because he has such a good relationship with musicians and with his fans and just with how he conducts himself with the press, that she's wanted to just kind of follow that.
Yeah. Well, it'd probably be a good idea for probably everybody in the world to think that before they make any kind of decision, right?
Yeah, what would Bruce do?
What would Bruce
do?
Exactly,
what would Bruce do? That'd be great.
Yeah.
Sure.
What should we make for dinner?
You know?
Wow, what would Bruce do? Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work for everybody, but, you know, I'm still trying to convert half of the people in my life to love Bruce Springsteen like I do.
Oh.
So... yeah.
Hopefully they'll get it soon. So this is a duo. This is like a duo. There's no band, right? It's just her and Bruce. Yeah, her and Bruce, both on acoustic guitars. She's got a 12-string, he's got a 6, and they're trading off the verses, right? Kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's 95, and Bruce was, you know, like all like slimmed down. And he's always been slim, but he's like hot Bruce at this point too, you know?
Yeah, this is like early 40s Bruce, and he's got his goatee going.
He's just
cool.
Like, I love like all stages of Springsteen. I like real like 1970s gritty, dirty Bruce kind of thing.
Yeah, with the wool hat, like, and the leather jacket.
Yeah, love that. But he looks amazing in this video as well. And again, I fully respect that you're not a fan of her. They both sound fabulous in this one.
Cool. Well, let's play Thunder Road.
Okay.
Thunder Road from Melissa Etheridge's MTV Unplugged 95.
The screen door slams. Hands just waving. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Royal Orbison singing for the lonely. Yeah, that's me, and I want you only. Don't send me home again. I just can't face myself alone again. Well, don't you run back inside, darling. You know just what I'm here for. So you're scared, thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Wish your little faith is magic in the night. Yeah, I'm beauty, but hey, you're alright.
study your pain. Make crosses from the lovers, throw roses in the rain. Waste your summer praying in vain. The Savior rise from the street.
Well, I'm no hero, it's understood. All the redemption I got to offer, girl, is beneath this dirty hood. But a chance to make it real somehow. Tell me, what else can we do now? Except roll down the window and let the wind blow back in your head. All the lights busted over these two lanes will take us anywhere. We got one last chance to make it real. Trailing these wings on some wheels.
Climbing back, heaven's waiting down on the track. Take my hand. We're heading out tonight to case the promised land. Oh, 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 thunder, oh, oh, thunder, oh, oh, thunder, oh. It's right out there like a cure in the sun. I know this lady, we can't make it if we run. Oh, 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 thunder, oh, sit tight. Take a hold.
Oh, well, I got this guitar and I learned how to make it talk.
And my car's out back, if you're ready to take that long walk. From your front porch to my front seat, the door's open but the ride ain't free. I know it won't. Words that I ain't spoke, and that will be free.
All promises of the growing heaven gon' stay alive.
All the boys just sent away. They hop this dusty beach road in the skeleton frames and burned out Chevrolets. They're screaming name at night in the street. Your graduation gown lies in rags at their feet. In the lonely cool before dawn, hear their engines roaring on. When you get to the porch, they're gone with the wind.
So merry climbing.
It's a town for losers. We're pulling out of here to win.
Okay, so I got a song. This came off. The song was from the a tribute to Dr. John, right? They called it the musical mojo of Dr. John, celebrating Mac and his music, right? Mac Rebenack, Dr. John, New Orleans piano player, voodoo man, you know. So, you know, Bruce kicked the show off with this duet with Dr. John on Right Place, Wrong Time. You know, probably
right.
Dr. John's biggest hit, probably his most well-known song. Have you heard this one before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do know this one.
Pretty cool thing they did. Like, they did a tribute concert, a bunch of different artists paying tribute to Dr. John. Bruce kicks the show off with this song, which was really cool. Good band on this, too. It's, you know, Don Was is, like, the musical director. He's on bass.
Yes.
Chuck Lavelle on keyboards. And, you know, the great Kenny Aronoff on drums, one of my favorite drummers on this song, mm-hmm. really laying that groove down. What did you think of this version?
No, I love it. I will basically just listen to Springsteen play with anybody, play anything.
Yeah, so it's always good,
it
right?
It just makes me excited to just, and you know, Dr. John's not someone that I play on a regular basis. So it's someone, you know, so anytime Bruce Springsteen has a collaboration with a different artist, it opens me up now. Okay, if Springsteen likes this guy, then I need to listen to him more.
Yeah, it's like,
you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so there's the cred and, right there, right? Bruce being on stage with him. Yeah, I better check this out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anybody that he gets on stage with, it's going to be like, okay, I can I need to start listening to this artist more. Yeah, absolutely.
This is a great one. There's a live album of this that I have. That's great. There's also a video too, so you can check out the. I think this clip is on YouTube. You can take a look at that. Yeah, Bruce is great singing, playing guitar on this. He takes the outro solo on this, and he just like jams on those couple of chords for a little bit, which is always cool.
Was this version the one where he went to New Orleans, like, so, and then he went to like the New Orleans tribute?
What did you say? Say that again.
Then Springsteen showed up at a Dr. John All-Star tribute in New Orleans.
Yeah, this is the one.
That is that one.
Yeah, okay. This is that one.
I make sure I had the right one. Okay.
Yeah, this is a show from New Orleans, Dr. John's hometown. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I always love this song. I think I first heard it on the Dazed and Confused soundtrack. This song was featured in that movie, you know, and I loved it ever since.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Yeah. Great drum part on this. I love the two bar phrase where they don't play the snare drum on beat four on the second bar there. They do a little hi-hat thing, which is awesome. And Dr. John on that clavinet playing all the way through, you know, that funky little keyboard thing. It's awesome.
Yes.
And I love hearing Bruce singing these wacky lyrics, right? There's that one line, I just need a little brain salad surgery. I got to cure this insecurity, right? So that's kind of funny. I think that's brain salad surgery is like slang for oral sex, I've heard. Right?
Oh.
So that, that's kind of neat.
Did not know that.
Yeah. Brain salad surgery.
Cool. Oh, man.
Yeah. So let's take a listen. Let's check this out. Bruce Springsteen and Dr. John, right place, wrong time.
Yeah, I was in the right place. Must have been a wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I've been in the right trip, but I must have used the wrong car. My head was in a bad place, and I'm wondering what it's good for. I've been in the right place, but it must have been a wrong time. My head was in a bad place, but I'm having such a good time. I've been running, trying to get hung up in my mind. Got to give myself a little talking to this time. Just need a little brain salad surgery.
Thank you. right, what do you got next, Kim? Another song for us here? Another duet?
All right, let me see which one I want to go to. I think I want to go to... Let me see, where'd I got that one? Here it is. I think I want to go to Brisbane in 2017, where Springsteen pulls a kiddo up on stage to sing Growing Up with him.
Oh, yeah, I remember this clip, yeah. So this is Australia, yeah.
Yeah, so the kid's got a sign, and it says, Miss School, in the shit now, can I come play Growing Up with you? And Springsteen sees the sign and pulls him up on stage, and, you know, is like, do you know how to play guitar? And the kid's like, yeah, I can play guitar. And gets him up there, and the kid just nails it.
Yeah.
Nails it. And it turns out that this kid, 4 years before that, was 11, and he sang, there's a clip of him singing Waiting on a Sunny Day.
All right.
With Springsteen as well. So he ended up pulling up this kid, the same kid, twice.
Wow. Lucky kid, man. Lucky kid. Couldn't somebody else have a turn?
I know. So
I want to
do it too. But but Growing Up is probably just one of my favorite Springsteen songs to begin with.
That's a good one.
I just love the whole idea of, you know, you just having to be who you are and kind of, you know, fighting back with authority a little bit. I think everybody needs to be able to do that at some point. And
yeah, it's that defiant youth rebellion, you know? And,
yes.
And this is off his first record too, right? So like Bruce is kind of, you know, even young in his musical career, right?
Right.
When this song comes out.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, all of those situations that you get put in your life where people are like, oh, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. And you shouldn't do that. But I'm not going to sit down. I'm going to stand up. That kind of thing. So just this whole, I just really enjoy just how kind of amused Springsteen looks in this video with him too. You know, he's just watching. Okay. So this is a huge, you know, stadium, and he's just watching this 16-year-old just, you know, he's got his guitar, he's just playing, he's singing along, audience is singing along with the kid.
Yeah.
It's just awesome.
It's pretty cool. And Bruce has done that. Yeah. Bruce has done that a lot in recent years and bringing people up out of the crowd on a stage. And, you know, I have mixed feelings about that. Like, it's cool to watch on YouTube and stuff like that, and I'm sure it's incredible for the person on stage, but... if I was in the audience watching that, I don't know, man. Like, it just, like, that stuff, I don't want to watch somebody from the audience going up there, having their moment, taking a selfie with Bruce Springsteen. And the same with when he brings a girl up to dance on Dancing in the Dark, right? Like, I don't know. It's just distracting. Aww. But I don't know. Maybe that's me being grumpy. Like, I know he does a 3-hour show. So, you know, here's a couple of songs. We're just going to have fun and we're going to mess around. And I understand that, the playfulness of it, and it makes these great moments and stuff like that, right? But
Right. I mean, you know, I appreciate it in a way that he connects to his fans and stuff doing it like that. And
yeah, that's,
you know,
cool. I'm probably a little bit envious too, you know.
Yeah, and not only one time, but twice. So like when he was 11, you know, he thanked, you know, they have the little clip of him like thanking Springsteen for letting him sing, and he's leading him off and he gave him a harmonica and everything. And apparently Bruce responded to him and said, that's okay, I know I'm going to see you again.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if that was like, if it was a setup or if he really didn't know, you know, with the 2017 performance or whatever, but, you know, people are going to buy this Nathan Testa kid beers for the rest of his life for, you know,
well,
for this type of thing.
Well, yeah. He's got two wicked stories, right? And he's only like,
yeah,
how old is he? Like 16, 17 now, probably?
Yeah. Now he's, so 2019. So yeah. So now he's probably 18. Yeah. Very, very cool.
That's great. And he's doing more than just background vocals too. Like Bruce lets him take like full verses and stuff like that. And he does pretty good. He's obviously been rehearsed, right? He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. He starts the beginning of the song is him. singing the whole thing. Yep.
It must be such an amazing feeling, to start that song by yourself, and then all of a sudden you turn around and you see the E Street Band kick it in. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, how do you wrap your head around that?
Yeah, and there's a moment too where they go into the middle section. Jake comes to play the sax solo, and he calls Jake over, and he does like some guitar posing with him there during the solo sections, which is cool, you know.
Yeah, he gives them guitar lessons because he tells them the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
He was his age when he got his guitar. So you just have to look good at it. And Springsteen talks about that in his book too. You know, you got to practice. This is before he knew how to play a note. You just have to look good.
Yeah.
First.
It's guitar posing. And then you go. Guitar posing 101. You got to have that down.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hysterical.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So let's check out this version. This is Growing Up, E Street Band in Brisbane. It was right.
Yeah.
Brisbane, Australia with, two-time E Street band member now, Nathan Testa, singing Growing Up.
Do you know the song? You do? You know it on guitar? You do? Come on up. Flew from my mast, my sails were set wang to wang. I had a box graduate for first mate. She couldn't sail, but she sure could sing. I pushed B-52, bombed them with the blues, with my gear set stubborn on sand. I broke all the rules straight in my old high school. Before we continue, a lesson. Bring the band down. Ah, very good. Now, when I was your age, I got my first guitar. I brought it home. And I realized it wasn't about how well you played it.
It was how good you looked doing it. So I got in front of the mirror and I tried out some different poses. Let me give you a quick lesson. And when you find the right one, it sounds like this. I took one long vacation in the stratosphere.
You know, child, hold your breath.
I swear I lost everything I ever loved to feel.
I was a cosmic kid.
All right. I'm into pretty good. Got me a nice little place in the stars. I swear I found the key to the universe in the engine of an old park. Spilling it out and rattling the crowd. When they set you down,
future of rock and roll, and its name is
Nathan Testa.
All right, so I'm going to go with a duet with Bruce and one of his heroes, one of his elders. This is Bruce Springsteen with the great Sam Moore doing a song called Better to Have and Not Need. So this song came off of Sam Moore's 2006 album called Overnight Sensational. Came out on Rhino. It was kind of like Sam Moore and Guests, you know, duetting on songs and stuff like that. Sheila E.'s on there, Billy Gibbons, Steve Winwood. And of course, everybody knows Sam Moore from the great duo Sam and Dave, one of the greatest voices in soul music ever. You know, so grateful he's still alive, he's still with us, and he's still singing, still doing shows. It's awesome. What did you think of this song there, Kim?
Okay, well, this one, I have to apologize. I missed this one.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. So this is one that I don't think I've actually heard.
Okay, well, I'll turn you on it right now.
Yeah, you're going to have to do that because sorry about that. Somehow I missed this one on the
on our list.
Listen to.
Yeah, okay. We'll do it now. So, yeah, it's just a great soul song. You know, it's got some great female background singers on there. You know, bluesy soul. It's got some harmonica, some harp, some organs, guitar playing, blues licks over the great soul singing of Sam Moore, right? So, you know, Bruce is trading off verses with him, playing some guitar on this as well. So that's about it. I got not much to say other than it's a great song. It's Sam Moore and Bruce Springsteen, right?
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that, you know?
Yeah.
And I love it when Springsteen sings with, you know, soul singers. Because, I mean, there's a lot of, like, people that will criticize Springsteen's voice. Our good friend Craig likes to make a joke often that, you know, Springsteen has that, like, one, you know, that sound.
Yeah, well, Craig doesn't know what he's talking about. He's a bit of a bully. So.
But I had to bring that up a little bit today because he had a post about that. But,
well, it's all right. Craig has his little posse of people that like feed off his jokes, and he's there to supply them with what they need. So yeah, they can have fun in their own little world, but they're missing out. They're missing out on some good tunes, man.
Oh, I know. But the fact that Springsteen can hold himself, you know, with such a classic singer as Sam Moore,
Absolutely.
Is a testament to his musicianship and his singing ability and all of that, because, you know, that's just how that is. They're not going
to... Springsteen was raised listening to Sam Moore in the 60s and playing in bands and playing Soul Man and playing Hold On, I'm Coming, and There's Something Wrong With My Baby, right? And learning how to sing and learning how to work the crowd. Like, there's one thing about Sam Moore and soul musicians and soul performers is that they really can work the crowd, and they can, you know, feed off that energy from the crowd and throw it back and forth and get the show going. And it's an amazing thing to see that, like, a pro really work a crowd like Sam Moore. And, you know, Springsteen is a student of that. So you can really, you know, hear in Springsteen's voice when he's singing this, how lucky he is to be able to sing with one of his heroes. You know, I love it. There's also the clip you can see, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame had a 25th anniversary concert a while ago, maybe 10 years ago, and Sam Moore came out and played a couple of songs, and that's a great stuff to see too, Sam and Bruce on stage singing, right? So check out this one, though. This is a recorded version off Sam Moore's 2006 record. This is Better to Have and Not Need.
Oh, somebody, the sermon today is about a song I love so much. You know I can't get no more
satisfaction.
Girl, you just don't give me no more
inspiration.
Listen to me. You gone and lost that
love feeling.
But you won't see me packing up my clothes.
Don't be
you better believe me when I tell you. Better to have and don't need than to need and don't have. Much better to have and don't need than to need and don't have. You know that a man without a woman is gonna be bad.
Brother man, listen. Girl, you cost me so much.
Don't have
one more, and I think the two of us are ending with Springsteen and Bono, or Springsteen with U2. So
no, I'm not doing the U2 one. I skipped
okay,
that U2 so one. Now. Yeah, I had to. I was gonna do. I still haven't found what I'm looking for, but Bono was just bugging me, so I. I gave it the pass, so, and then you came back with a Bono pick. So let's get into it, man. Let's talk about Bono.
All right. So I'm gonna get into it. I can't help. I'm like,
I can't get away from this guy.
I'm doing great today. Okay. So I went with Springsteen and Bono in Dublin City, Ireland, in 2016 with Because the Night.
Right.
First off, I just freaking love this song. I love Patti Smith's version of it. I love the original, like, you know, with the darkness sessions and Springsteen's lyrics. I love what Patti Smith did to it,
yeah,
and how he gave her that co-writing credit, and she released that, you know, in 76, and that was a huge hit for her. You know,
there's a lot of good history with this song. It's such a good story, the way it happened. There's different versions, you know. It's cool.
Yeah. Because, you know, he then came and sang it. Like, he joined Patti with for her birthday in 1977. And so Springsteen never really had it released on a studio album. It's only been released on the Live 75, 85 album. And then on 2010, it's released on The Promise.
Yeah, that version finally came out. Yeah, the original one.
Yeah. But it's his music, but Patti Smith's lyrics that she changed.
Right.
Which I thought was pretty cool. And there have been 18 cover versions that I was able to find of this song. And so I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, we did. We previously just did one of our Cover Me episodes where we talked about cover songs, and we did the 10,000 Maniacs version of that one.
I love it.
Yeah, that's
and
a good
that's
one.
Another one that was great on Unplugged.
Yeah, another one of those Unplugged records. Yeah, Unplugged, like,
it was
a TV show, and then it became like an album, right? Like, all these artists would release the album, and the albums were huge hits. Like, Nirvana had one, Eric Clapton, 10,000 Maniacs, right?
Yeah. It's just so good. But this one, it's not only, you know, Bono coming out there and singing that first verse and the audience joining in and singing with him, but Roy Bittan on the piano, like, that throughout the entire song. Like, you can't hear that set of chords and that melody and not know what this song is.
Yeah, that,
you know,
the intro with the little twinkling pianos is so great. It gives you shivers, right?
Yeah, it's incredible. And then Jake Clemens with his solo in there, and then Nils.
Oh, yeah.
Like, toward the end with, and then Bono is like, they're doing the whole hey, and they've got the whole audience in there singing. Like, just the musicianship of this band. And I think it was just the whole thing. It's the musicianship. It's Springsteen. It's the song. It's Bono. It coming out in his, you know, in Ireland. I just love the whole thing.
Yeah, hometown.
Like, I love it.
Hometown boy Bono comes out there.
Yeah.
And they have they both have matching goatees. It's like Springsteen and Bono have like the little goatees going.
Yeah. And then they're dressed in the all. Everyone's in their black, and you know. Yeah. But it's such a, and then when they show the view from the stage and just how vast that stadium is.
Yeah.
all those people, like, holy cow.
Yeah. He's probably playing 80,000 people over there. That's a good, it's a good version. Bono, he yells something, like, Nils starts his solo at the outro there, and Bono, like, starts yelling something into the mic, but, like, you don't hear it. Like, it sounds like the sound guy almost, like, shut the mic down. Like, I don't know, like, and then after that, you know, Nils, like, blows the roof off the place with that solo when he does that little spin around thing where he twirls on one foot and we spin him during the solo. And then, like, they're in the last chorus, like, Bono starts yelling Because the Night, and he's all, like, off key and stuff like that. So I'm wondering if maybe he had a few more Guinnesses backstage, you know, before he came out to do this performance.
I know. And I'm watching this and I'm like, ooh, Bono's voice is not completely on at this moment.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't care, because it's still, you know, Bono singing with Springsteen, and they could sing me the phone book, and I'll be perfectly happy with that.
Yeah,
and
I'm totally good stuff.
But yeah, but at the one point, they're screaming, hey, 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 and they're getting the audience into it and stuff, right, too.
And
they met again, and they sang it again for that 25th anniversary. They were singing again.
Yeah, that would have been performed before this performance, and that was that was with Patti Smith,
that,
too. The Patti came in and sang with them, too, so the three of them sang this. Yeah,
yeah.
That's
did it
cool.
early.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool. So let's check out this version. This is from Dublin, Ireland, May 29th, 2016, Because the Night with Bono singing.
Take me down, baby, as I am. Put me close, I understand. One cold day out in the sun. Stay with me till the morning comes.
Because the night
right, Kim, so we got one more to talk about. I want to talk about the song Better Things, which was written by Ray Davies, Ray Davies of the Kinks. And this song originally came off the Kinks' 1981 record, Give the People What They Want. And what Ray did is Ray had this record that he put out in 2010, a solo record called See My Friends, right? And the concept was he was doing like reinterpreted versions of Kinks songs, and he would have like people guest with him and duets and, you know, join him on some of these old songs. And for this one, Better Things, he gets Bruce to sing with him, which is really cool. Yeah. And, you know, I've loved this song. I love the original version that the Kinks did. I love this version with Bruce and Ray singing it. You know, great songwriting on this by Ray Davies, one of the great songwriters. In the 60s, the British invasion, you know, like he's like that one, the Kinks, Ray Davies are like that one step level below kind of the Beatles and the Stones, right? It's kind of like the Stones and the Beatles. And then I think of like the Who and the Kinks, kind of that one tier below. You know, so like a lot of comparisons between Pete Townsend and Ray Davies, I think. This song particularly, Ray wrote about a failing relationship. Like this was during the breakup. He was separating from his second wife at the time. And I think I read that he was extremely depressed during this time when he wrote this song, which, you know, speaks to what a great songwriter he was, because the feel and vibe of this song and the lyrics seem to be very hopeful in a dark time, right? Very optimistic, right?
Yeah, especially I hope tomorrow you'll find better things. And it's not just for himself, but, you know, you can almost interpret that as he's hoping that for her as well.
Yeah, like this, forget about what happened yesterday. Forget about all the darkness that happened yesterday. Let's hope the sun comes out. Let's look for the blue skies and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah, this was an album that my brother had. So
the Kinks, the original Kinks one, yeah. They had had Destroyer on it. Destroyer was that great. Paranoia, the Destroyer.
Yep. So this was an album I heard through the walls of our rooms. You know, my brother was a couple years older than me. So,
right.
But this one I would hear. Yeah. I got to listen to a lot of the Kinks.
That's very cool. Yeah.
It was great. but this is cool. Yeah, this is a good song, and I loved Ray Davies' voice.
Yeah, he's very cool. Very like, British, right? Like a lot of British singers, they'll sing and they don't sound British. You can't hear their accent when they sing, right? Like this Mick Jagger,
right.
Rod Stewart, like when they sing, they have like American voices, and I think that's because they were influenced by listening to American singers,
R&B
singers,
right.
And so that's where they kind of learned how to sing. But certain guys like Ray Davies, you can hear the British in his voice when he sings, right? Which is very cool.
So
especially on this one, there's a cool little mix with Bruce, because Bruce has got, you know, such an American sounding voice. So when the two of them sing together, it's really a nice combination, you know.
Yes, very much so. Yeah, I like this one.
Yeah, and I can see Bruce really digging this song too, because the songwriting seems something like Bruce would write. You know, it's almost similar to his style, very much his style.
Oh yeah, and especially if you look at the whole Tunnel of Love time period, where his marriage and his relationships was falling apart, but starting a new one with Patty and all of that. It's a similar lyrical scape.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
To go with that. That you could easily see this song on a Springsteen record.
Right. There's a little clip I've seen of Springsteen and Ray Davies in the studio recording this. There's a little clip you can find on YouTube, and it's neat. There's a Ray talks about it, and he's like, "Yeah, I met Springsteen and he's just a great songwriter, but all he was doing, he was just in my ear like, Ray, you got to tell me, where did that riff come from? How did you get that guitar tone? Was it Dave? Was it you? How did you do it?" And Ray was like, "I got to go to the washroom now, Bruce."
It's like, I'm not giving you my secrets.
Yeah.
I'm not telling.
And all the verses rhyme, and the very best of choruses, to brighten up the doubt and sadness.
Hey, Ray, it's Bruce Springsteen.
When somebody said Ray Davies, it was going to be, all right, what's up?
I like the arrangement. When are we going to do it?
I just need one thing from you. Where did the riff come from? Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
We stood up a few feet from one another, both faced each other, did the vocal one take.
But that kind of stuff is fun too, that, you know, Springsteen, that he has that appreciation of others' musicianship.
Yeah, he's a rock and roll fan too, you know, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, and that, okay, I can't do that, but please tell me how you do that, you know, and that he just always wants to learn something. That's fun.
Yeah, yeah, this is a good song. A good song. Better Things, Bruce Springsteen and Ray Davies.
Excellent.
He's wishing you the bluest sky and hoping something better comes tomorrow.
Hoping all the verses rhyme and the very best of choruses to follow.
Follow all the doubt and sadness.
I know that better things are on the way. He's hoping all the days ahead
Kim, that's it. Thanks for helping us out with this episode, picking some cool duets, Springsteen and some others. Hope we turn some people onto some new songs here, some collaborations.
I hope so too. This was fun. Thank you for having me.
All right, yeah, thank you for diluting the ugly on the Tramps Like Ups podcast. It's nice to have a woman on the show every once in a while. You know, I love talking to the fellows about music, but you know, it's a little bit nicer talking to a lady.
Oh, well, maybe I don't curse as much. I don't know.
Cool. Thanks, Kim. That was great. Hope to have you back on the show soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So, that's the show, folks. Thanks for listening. You can find us on our website at trampslikeuspod.com, communicate with us on Facebook at our Tramps Like Us podcast group page, and on Twitter at trampslikeuspod. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on iTunes, where you can leave a review and a 5-star rating. Tramps Like Us podcast is a nonprofit audio fanzine created by fans for fans and is available for free. We are not affiliated with Bruce Springsteen or Columbia Sony Records. If you've heard any music you like, please find it and purchase it from brucespringsteen.net, iTunes, Amazon, your local record store, or wherever music is sold. As always, gratitude and respect to Bruce Springsteen and all past and current members of the heart-stopping, pants-dropping, hard-rocking, booty-shaking, earth-quaking, love-making, Viagra-taking, history-making, testifying, death-defying, legendary E Street Band.
I love the My Friends album. I don't know how many of you Kinks fans.
See
My Friends, sorry. So many great reinterpretations of wonderful songs. Better Things, which is one of my all-time favorite songs of all time, is you and Bruce Springsteen. What was that like?
Ray Davies. I can't believe you're here in New Jersey. It's you know, I've heard everything. How you done? When I played, You Really Got Me in my first band, they fired me because I love British music. And Ray, I love Art Lover. And you know, how did you get that sound on your guitar? Because it was it Dave or it was you? I said, Bruce, I've got to go to the bathroom. He's not a sort of, but he's actually a beautiful guy, a really nice guy, and very generous in the studio. And I was producing the album, and he did a first pass. He said, that's great, that's great. I said, actually, can you do that one more time? And he was very generous and gave me more time, and I think I would have been shot if I'd asked for any more. He said, you're very lucky to have Bruce Springsteen, he's a great American writer. And from Woody Guthrie onwards, you've had a great tradition of great writers in this country.